you. Shall we pray together? Father, that is our desire to always through life to be able to say, it is not I, but Jesus Christ living in me. So may that truth resonate with us this morning as we look at your word together. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. It's good to be with you. We had our board meeting here, the European board meeting of Jews for Jesus in this church yesterday, and I was delighted to see some friends of mine on the board, Nabil and Sarah, so pleased to see that you have a link with them too. So we're looking at the Lord's Prayer together, and Jesus teaches us to pray that we might have daily bread. Now, he's not telling his disciples simply to pray for physical bread. Bread was a stable diet, of course, and it was a powerful symbol of God's provision for his people throughout their lives. So you remember that when the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt, they found that the Egyptian army were pursuing them all the way to the Red Sea, and Moses has that momentous time when he has to stand at the edge of the sea, the Red Sea, and raise his hands and just hope that God turns up and does something. And as you know, the waters parted, enabling the Israelites to cross safely. But as the Egyptian army of chariots and horsemen followed, the sea collapsed over them and they were all destroyed. But that was not the end of their struggles. And they were going to face struggles every day of their lives during that period. And one of those struggles was, where on earth are they going to get food to feed thousands of people, let alone all their livestock, which would have amounted to much more than the number of people also. And so here we have it in Exodus 16, verse 4. The Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people were to go out and gather enough manna for that day. And on the sixth day, they were to gather twice as much. Manna means, what is it? It was the bread from heaven. And it is described in verse 31 of that same chapter, like coriander seed and tasted like wafers made with honey. Does that sound good? Do you have that for breakfast? Sounds pretty good to me. And God said to Moses and the children of Israel, you will know that it was the Lord who supplied you meat in the evening, because he provided quails for them in the evening, and bread in the morning. And that daily bread was provided without fail for 40 years until they crossed over into the promised land. So Jesus is saying to his disciples that God is still the one who faithfully provides. Now, I'm sure you know that there's no break in God's revelation between the First Testament and the Second Testament. It is all God's word. And Jesus said very, very little that was brand new. The majority of his teaching comes directly from the Old Testament, although he doesn't always quote chapter and verse for it. So he says, give us this day our daily bread, a direct reference to this. It's interesting that in our Western culture, we speak of a wage earner as the bread winner. And in slang, we use the word dough for money. I've earned a bit of dough. And it all comes from that. And these are idioms that we grow up with. From birth onwards, we learn how to be self-reliant, self-sufficient. It's our work that brings in the money that we provide for ourselves. And thus, for many of us, prayer begins to run counter to those deep-seated values in those kind of idioms. And prayer, for many, can be an assault on our independence and it is therefore sometimes an embarrassing interruption. Sometimes when I'm talking to people and believers, and they're telling me some issue, and I say, so what are you praying to God about this? And that is a challenge that I have to face too, that I quite often, too often, start trying to resolve a problem in my own strength, by my own efforts, by my own intellect, by my own experience, and so on. But when believers pray, give us this day our daily bread, it's a prayer of dependency. We're acknowledging that God, our Father, is our provider. He is the one that knit us together in our mother's womb. He is the one whose hand has guided us from a babe to where we are now. The career that we are in, He planned, He directed it. The wages that we earn is His provision. In fact, nothing that we have, nothing that we possess, whether it's material or psychological, nothing we have is our provision. And if you think it is, then that viewpoint is going to clash with the First Testament understanding of Yahweh Jireh, that God is our provider. And it will clash with the New Testament understanding that Jesus is Lord of all, of everything. And it's so easy to fall back into this frame of mind that we are the provider for ourselves. I need reminding of it, and I'm sure you need reminding of it from time to time too. And Jesus knows that. So when the disciples come to him and say, teach us how to pray, he gives them a framework for their prayer, and it includes this reminder not to assume that we are the ones who provide the dough that we live from. Give us today our daily bread. Martin Luther makes this very important observation. He says, when you pray for daily bread, you pray for everything that is necessary. This petition includes everything that belongs to life: your food, your clothing, your house, your home, but also peace and concord in our daily business, including our civil and political affairs. The Bible teaches us that we serve a God who is simply looking for opportunities to pour out his blessings on his children. That's a good quote, isn't it? It is usual, of course, for parents to love their children. They want to be generous towards them. And that's why Jesus says on another occasion, which of you parents, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? We all have personal needs. Some of us face serious problems. Indeed, all of you here in this room today are facing issues. Some of them will be large, some of them will be small, and you need help to resolve those. Bring them to God in prayer. He has the power. He alone has the power to resolve them. And don't ever be tempted to think, the world is so big, there are so many people praying, so many people who've got greater needs than me. The fact is, God is interested in you. He's interested in me. He's interested in the minutiae of everyday living, and he wants to reach out to you. All our needs throughout the world of God's people are met in Jesus. And if you are a child of God, you can pray about anything. As Paul said, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And remember, this prayer begins with Our Father, the most intimate description of a relationship that we have with our Father God. Never forget that you are a child of God. Some of you have major decisions to make this week or this month, or you know is coming up this year, you're transitioning in some way or another, I'm sure. Let God show you how he will provide for that time when it comes. And all of us throughout this pandemic are just so weary, aren't we? So tired, so fed up with all the stuff that we have to follow. And maybe our daily bread is to ask God for energy, to ask God for a different perspective to get through each day with his help. So this petition of the Lord's Prayer then teaches us to come to God in a spirit of humble dependence, asking him to provide for everything that we need every single day. And my final thought is that the ultimate bread is Jesus himself. Again, referring back to that passage where God says, I will provide bread for you every day. When Jesus talks to his disciples, he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. All those years ago, when your ancestors received that bread from heaven every single morning, I am that bread that came down from heaven, and I am the bread of life. The human heart has a deep desire and appetite to worship. The daily bread that we pray for is none other than the very presence of Jesus, our Messiah, living with us, walking with us, being our friend, being our brother. So, Lord, give us today our daily bread. Amen. Shall we pray? Let's just be quiet for a moment and consider the needs that you have for this day, for this coming week. And make it your express desire that you want God to satisfy you with answers to those needs. Consciously say, Lord, I don't want to try and work it out for myself. Thank you for a brain. Thank you for experience. But when all that is done, Lord, it is you that provides. And you go beyond anything that we could ever do. So at the very start of recognizing our need, we say, Lord, be our provider. Give us today our daily bread. Amen.